she's real fine. It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. And today, I'd like to start off the show with, if your car gets damaged, fix it, folks. Because if you get another damage, the insurance appraiser looks at the face value of your automobile. And if it's all banged up, guess what? You get less. So try to keep it in good shape, because that gives you more money if and when you have a big damage. Okay? When you're entering a roadway or into an intersection or coming out from a driveway, always look to the lane closest to you, not the lane across from you, but closest to you, so you can nose out, then look at the other side, the other lane. It's like crossing a street. You look at the lane closest to you if cars are coming. You don't look at the opposite direction across the street. Okay? And make sure you don't rush in the looking. Look and make sure you see what you see. Because you can't have a motorcycle coming down the road. Look to see that it's all clear before nosing out. Okay? Now, Ann Kobayashi is trying to pass a new bill on using cell phones while crossing the street. I think that's a good idea. And what do you think? But the idea is only as good as the enforcement. You know, and for a while, everybody was getting cited for using the cell phone while driving a car. Now, how many of you have got cited for using a cell phone lately? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so I see constantly people on the cell phone all over the place. I mean, like there is no law. And what's the sense in taking the time and the effort to make laws if there is no enforcement? Okay? So, anyway, that's my view. Okay? Check the dates on the tires before you buy it. So if you go to Costco or Sam's Club or wherever, check the date before they put it on your car. There is a like an oval imprint on the side of the tire that has four digits. The first two is the week of the year that it was made. So the first two is the week, and the second two is the year. Okay? So check the date, because many of you are buying tires that are 4 years old. And the older the tire is, the harder the rubber is. So you want good soft rubber. So check out the date. Okay? Now, the rail. People wanted me to let you know about the rail. If and when the rail does get started, those properties that are in the path of the rail and those on the side of the rail will get condemned. the price they're going to pay for the property will not even come close to the what it's worth. Okay? They will give you an appraisal from the mainland companies, properties. And mainland properties, as you know, is a lot cheaper than Hawaii. More than half the price cheaper. So, think about that. Think about the folks that are going to be dislocated because of the rail. And they should take action to make it so that they don't get ripped off. And a good example is that property on Nimitz and Middle Street. Jeremy Harris condemned that land and made the handy van station there. Okay? I don't think that was legal, but he gave that landowner far less than the land was really worth. So, you go think about it, folks. This is Hawaii. We have to take care of each other. Okay? Now, there is a part that these people are selling out on the market, and because of gas prices, people are buying it. It's called a tornado. It does not work. It's supposed to spin the air and let it spin into the engine. Well, think about it, folks. There's 4 cylinders, 8 cylinders, 6 cylinders. How can the turbulence keep turning into each hole? It cannot. So, it doesn't work. It's a waste of money. Your high octane works. And a lot of people are buying the regular because of the price. The regular does not take you the distance, folks. I'll give you an example. What if a gas was $1 a gallon, okay, but only took you 2 miles? Would you buy it? I can tell you something. More than 50% of the people in Hawaii would buy it just to go 2 miles. I mean, it's crazy. You got to look at the results. What is it going to get you? The higher octane is better. And I would say, we tested this gas already, okay, all of the gas. And Shell is your number one highest octane. The 92 is 89, okay? Tesoro's second. The rest of them don't even come on the chart. It's up to you. If you want to spend more money, go buy the cheap gas. You end up spending more money, not only in the gasoline, but in car repairs. The injectors will get gummed up. The engine will get damaged. And there you go. More money. Okay? I met with Donna Kim, the senator. And you know something, folks? That is the first politician, the first, that volunteered to try ethanol, and the first to offer help. I've talked to many politicians. Not one of them, I don't care who, not one of them ever said, how can I help you? How's that? That's what we want to hear from our politicians. Did Abercrombie ever say that? How can we help you? Mm-mm. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Wanda, you just come in, and do you have your trivia?
How about who knows Champ's real name?
Who knows Champ's real name?
Right.
You mean Crazy Champ?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Who knows Champ's real name? Crazy Champ on OC16. And the prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has awesome stuff for cleaning. I mean, good stuff, not this commercial phony stuff on the market, but good stuff, really good. Their Degreaser 2000 is awesome. It's the best I've ever tried. It's a really good cleaning detergent, and I recommend putting it into your drains at night and leave it overnight. It helps clear out the drains. Okay, so Crestec Cleaning Center is the sponsor of the trivia. What is Champ's real name? You don't like to hear his real name, you know. Anyway, I recommend checking your lights, folks, at least once a month, because these light bulbs are made in China and they don't last. And if your lights don't work and you get into an accident, guess who's wrong? It's you. And they can test whether your lights worked before the accident or not. So check your lights. Don't be lazy. Okay? And once a month, check the oil. Make sure you got oil. We are seeing so many people coming in with the oil low, engine oil low. They wait until they see the light on the dash, and then they bring it in. What do they call that light on the dash? They have a name for it. Anybody know? Let me know. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. When you're parking your car on a hill, well, slight grade, slight slope, use the parking brake. Put the parking brake on first, and then put it in park. Okay? Do not put it in park first and then put the parking brake on. Okay? Put the parking brake on first and then put it in park. Because if you don't do it in that sequence, it's going to be really hard to get it out of park. Okay? Okay. Who do we have on the phone?
We have Rich from Waimanalo.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, the light is called an idiot light because only an idiot would rely on it.
Hey, you got it, boy. I didn't want to say that.
I got in trouble one time because I told my brother that. My mom got all mad at me. Don't call your brother an idiot.
But that's what it is.
So yeah. Hey, I have a question for you while I'm here.
Okay.
You know, it's a common understanding if you get the naphthalene mothballs, it ups the octane of the gasoline, yeah?
Right.
Now, in the hardware store, they sell a liquid naphtha. Would that do the same thing?
No, I tried it. It doesn't do it.
Okay, so you have to get the old-fashioned style mothball.
Or ethanol.
Or ethanol.
Yes.
But you cannot buy that in the hardware store, can you?
No, you can get it from me.
Of course. Okay, and that ups the octane.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good?
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from Salt Lake.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, George. Long time listener. Only about the second time I've called you. Great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to try the trivia.
Okay.
His name is Blaine Kaneshiro.
Hey, you know him, huh? The winner.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on and give Wanda your information.
All righty, great. Keep up the good work, George.
Thank you. Okay. Now, we're going to talk about batteries. Russell from Surfco told me he disagrees with me on the battery amperage giving better gas mileage. So I thought I better explain how a higher amp battery gives you better gas mileage. Okay? The higher amp batteries, 1,000 and over, like you have in the Optima batteries. The Optima is that waterless battery, excellent battery, 1,000 amps. Okay? The spark plug has like a transformer. It's called an ignition coil. The transformer picks up the amps from the battery and multiplies that. So the higher the amps, the bigger the spark. The bigger the spark, the better the burn in the engine and the better gas mileage you get. Okay, and this has all been tested on race cars and on simulators, and we've seen it. This is not something out of the clear blue sky, like the boaters say ethanol is no good. Okay, this is not a guess. This is actual facts. I have done the tests, and we've seen it even on the race cars. The race cars do run quicker with a higher amp battery. So that equates to better gas mileage. Okay? Okay, who's on the line?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Steve?
Ski. Ski. S-K-I.
Oh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, George. The reason I call him today, Thursday, I don't know if you saw it in the paper, it was an article in the letters to the editor. Eliminate ethanol, save on gas costs.
I saw it.
Oh, you did? Okay. I think maybe what you ought to do is write a letter to them. And
I already did.
Oh, okay. You ought to contact this guy in Hilo, because I know you were talking to him. Gee, you don't hear from Hilo.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish he would listen.
Yeah, you know, maybe he can get them to promote one of those get-togethers.
Well, what we're doing in Hilo next month is we're doing a race for the people up there.
Uh-huh.
It's called a jackpot race. You go in, you sign in, you put $25 into a pot, winner take all. But it's going to be not that easy, because you're going to have to pick the bracket you're going to run in. Like, for instance, 12 seconds. You can't run faster than 12 seconds.
Oh, run, not ride.
Race.
Oh, race.
Yeah, drag race.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And you cannot run faster than that 12 seconds or whatever seconds you pick. The winner from each index or bracket will run in a handicap bracket for the money. But this is what makes it hard. Throughout the whole race, there is not going to be any yellow lights on the Christmas tree, the starting Christmas tree.
Uh-huh.
Only green. So nobody knows when it turns green.
Mm. Sounds like you may have an enjoyable time out there.
I hope so. And we're going to be putting up $1,000 to the winner that is running 30% ethanol or more.
30%?
Yes.
Wow, that's okay.
So, and you can run 30% in any car with no problem.
Okay, well, anyway, I just wanted to let you know about it. You got the guy's name, I'm sure. Maybe you should invite him down to the race.
Yeah, going to.
Okay, well.
Thanks for letting us know.
And get the paper on your side. Tell them, try to get them. Oh, by the way, how'd Donna Ikeda's thing come out?
Donna Kim was fantastic.
Oh, Kim.
Yes. Donna Kim is fantastic. She is the first politician that ever said, "How can I help you?"
Okay, well, keep trying. I'll keep working on Sam, but I don't know.
Yeah, me too.
But did she call you back and let you know how it was?
She's on the mainland. Her son is graduating.
Oh, okay.
So when she gets back, we'll get back with her. Okay?
Okay, George. Well, I won't take up any more of your time.
Thanks for calling.
And Wanda said she came to work on time today.
Oh.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4444. 5347. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob. It never ceases to be amazed, and I'll be in quick with this. I'm watching the news, and they're showing these congressmen up there drilling the oil company executives. How much profit did you make? Why is the price so much? Why is this so much? And they start fighting back. But you know what amazed me? Nobody ever calls Congress up and says, what do you guys do with all those taxes you collect off the gas?
Yep.
You know, nobody puts them on the hot seat.
And this is America. You can charge anything you want.
And you know the other funny part was? They talk about, oh, it's not fair, the price of gas is so high. Well, why don't they lower the taxes?
You got it.
It's an easy fix. You know, if you're going to say, oh, nobody can afford to pay this much for gas, well, guess
hey,
what?
Hey, go run for governor.
Lower the gas. Oh, are you kidding me? I would run for governor. I would last 3 minutes. Something would happen to me. Anyway, that's what I think. But, yeah, hey, if I was governor, I would go, okay, when gas goes above, and I would set a price in advance. If gas goes above $4.50 a gallon, the tax drops 5 cents.
They'll kill you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Everybody would run up, oh, you can't do that. You just said people can't survive on gas at this price. So look, take the taxes off. Oh, never happened, will it? And guess what? The roads aren't getting any better.
Nope.
And you know, George, they are collecting more money because don't they charge excise tax also?
Yep.
So, you know.
And they also raise the registration fee.
Right. So you know what? Smoke and mirrors. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
Remember now, when I'm running for governor, what's my motto? I love your kids. I'm all about education.
As soon as I get in, I'll raise everything.
Exactly. So on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, that's true. All the promises. Like I said, Donna Kim was the only politician that ever said, how can I help you? Nobody said that. Nobody. So, anyway, I almost fell over. First time ever. Okay, if you have a nail in your tire, and this is on the outer thread, you know the outer portion? The last thread before you go to the sidewall? If you get a nail on that portion, it's near impossible to repair. Anything puncturing the tire on the side or close to the side, the edge of the tire, is next to impossible to repair. You can try to repair it with rubber plug, and that would be the best way that I would recommend. Not a rope type plug, but a rubber plug.
How about a tire patch?
No, you can't use a tire patch because the tire flexes and it'll peel the patch off.
Mm.
Okay, so anyway. Now, the Nifty's 50's Oldest Bash is this year, October 14th, that's a Friday, at the Pacific Beach Grand Ballroom. Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to midnight. If you're interested in this, and I would recommend it, and you go early, register early, because Don't tell me I didn't tell you, because there is a limit on how many people can get in there. Give Wendell Kwan a call at 239-5360, 239-5360, or you get on your computer and go to niftiesoldiesbash.net. Okay, it's music from the 50s and 60s, and Tom Moffat will be there. It's a fun thing, and the food is just awesome, folks. If you missed it before, you really missed something good. I would highly recommend it. The Nifty's 50s Oldies Bash, October 14th, that's a Friday night, Pack Beach Hotel, okay? All right. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. I wonder if Blaine Konoshiro is listening.
Probably not, because he didn't call in to cancel that trivia.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, when you're going downhill, pump the brakes. Do not hold the brakes. Pump it, okay? And use the lower gear on the transmission. It doesn't hurt anything. Okay, do not hold the brakes constantly going downhill. And Wendell Kwan, we had to change his front brakes. It was down just about metal to metal. He burned out his front rotors. Terrible. Dangerous. And I was riding with him, risking my life. Good thing my son Todd changed his brakes. Now it's great. I know this is not automotive, folks, but this wind farms that they're thinking of putting up all over the place and on Molokai, I am strongly against it. Number one, the wind farm is a lot of BS. It's just for federal funding. And it's ugly. Most of all, it's ugly. I mean, think of it. If you're going to make Hawaii ugly, why not stick these wind farms on the top of Diamond Head? That's a nice place to have it. A lot of wind. It's ugly, folks. What is having electricity going to cost Hawaii by making it ugly? You make it ugly, who's going to want to come visit Hawaii? Come on, folks. Got to have common sense. Our sales thing here is beauty of Hawaii. Anyway, what am I saying here? Okay, so if somebody can do something about it, I'd sure like to see it all chopped down. Okay? So, anyway, when you're pumping gas, pump slow, pump in the morning. You pump fast, you pump vapors in, and you pay for vapors. So, save your money. Use premium Shell. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Lance from Kauai.
Hi, Lance.
Hello. Question for you. Do you sell those mothballs the whole time?
No. Long's Drug should have it.
What? Who has it?
Long's.
And what brand name it goes by?
They have several different brands. You got to look for the ingredient. The ingredient is called naphthalene.
Does it say how much percentage?
It's 99%.
99%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there anywhere on Kauai you can buy ethanol?
Not right now. But we're working on it.
Okay.
You want to try some?
Well, I have an old car right now, a 91. We were going real good. So what I'm going to do, I have some relatives on Oahu. I could have one try them in.
What happened? Hello?
Touch the wrong button.
Oh. Well, if you want some sent to you, just give me a call.
Okay. What's your work location?
What's my what?
Yeah, well...
the location is in Kalihi.
Under what name?
Nita's Auto Repair.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Aloha.
Welcome.
Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
Well, George, so much for my one humble phone call to the governor asking him to veto the doubling the registration fees, huh?
Man, yeah. Fat chance, man.
Oh, you know, I was holding my breath so hard, George. I had to come up for air.
No way.
It was taking a long time. I think I would have muckied if I didn't start breathing again.
You know, it might be better to not register a car.
You know, George, you must be a mind reader, because that was my next point that I wanted to go with you, because I remember a few shows ago when you mentioned how many uninsured drivers there are on the road, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm beginning to think, you know, holy cow. Okay, so forget the registration already.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I was talking to a friend of mine about, George, because I noticed my insurance company, like clockwork, they always, you know, every 6 months they send me, you know, my bill for 6 months of car insurance like everybody else, yeah? And they never ask for registration or safety check or anything, yeah?
That's right.
Okay, now everybody, don't get all crazy on me out there, because I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but I'm thinking, okay, so I can continue to insure my car, although I don't drive as much as everybody else does, George. But, you know.
Here's another idea, Rob.
Yeah, George, please.
If you have a relative on the outside islands, register under them on that island.
Holy cow.
It's $70.
Oh, my goodness.
$70, Rob.
Oh, I got a good friend in Hilo, George.
There you go.
That's where you're going next, yeah?
Yep.
I better have him go over and have a talk with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. You know, you were talking about the brakes. What kind of symptoms do you have before you know you might have brake problem?
The symptoms you're going to have is the car takes longer to stop.
That's the only symptom?
Yes, and the pedal gets softer.
Softer, so you have to go down more.
You should have it checked every 3,000 miles.
What if it makes a little squeaking sound?
Squeaking sound could be a worn-out brake, or it could be just Chinese lining.
Because I was using the ethanol incorrectly, and then you told me how to use it. And during the time I was not using it correctly, that's when the noise started. And then when you told me correctly, then the noise disappeared, practically all disappeared.
You should have the brakes checked. Don't be like Wendell Kwan. That's risking it.
Why do you have to check it every 3,000 miles?
Well, it's because some people forget at 3,000 and they go 6,000. So you catch it early, it's safer than late. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, we got to go to break.
We'll be right back on She's Automotive 101 with George Nika.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Morris from Honolulu.
Hi, Morris.
Hi, George. I got a situation with the Wayne Yoshioka concerning the bus, you know, the city bus that they bought.
I can barely hear you.
You know, Wayne Yoshioka for the city, he was a Department of Transportation.
Uh-huh.
He was on the news last night with this guy, Roger Martin, for the bus. He's a president. And I don't know if you've seen it, last night's news about the hybrid buses are not ADA compliant. And, you know, I'm with a scooter and I go on the bus and, you know, I get tied down by bus driver. But how can the city buy these buses and not, you know what the ADA regulations are for accessibility? And they're going to build a rail and, you know, they're going to do the same thing, you know.
Same thing.
Buy the correct equipment for,
yep.
It's ridiculous.
That's your politicians.
Yes. They don't think about the people who are disabled or elderly.
No.
And they only look at the other picture of it.
And they only look at their own wallet.
Wallet and how it'd be better for them.
Yeah.
You know, so I really am upset with this city for what they're doing right now with the rail. You know, they're just pushing it out us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have no say. And we should be able to tell them that, you know, we have concerns about what the issues are for the disabled, elderly, and whatnot.
You know what the problem is? The problem in Hawaii is the old saying of no make noise.
Oh.
That's why the politicians have a free time here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, George. You take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, the Freon, does it ever run out on you?
If you have a leak, it'll go out.
And then if you don't have a leak?
It should stay.
It should last for how long?
Long, 5-6 years.
Okay, and if it's going, it's not as cold now?
It could be a lot of things. Not necessarily no Freon, but although that would be your biggest thing. See, in the old days, the AC systems was all copper. Today, it's all aluminum and very soft, so easy to crack and puncture.
Oh, so the copper is better.
Oh, yeah. Copper is forever.
Oh, so that's why they make it with aluminum. But they can make money, yeah?
That's right.
Okay, so I might have a possible leak then,
yeah? Yeah, you could be. You have to bring it in and have it checked.
Okay, and how much is your charge on the service, you know, that to check it?
About $100. They have to refill the Freon and then pressurize it to full pressure and then check for the leak.
Okay, and then they'll be able to see if it leaks, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And then by law, this was if it does leak, are they supposed to take the Freon back out?
Yep.
But some places, they don't do it, yeah?
No.
Okay. Okay, George, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
How's it going? Were you able to check the octane level this week?
Yep.
And it's about the same as last week, or any changes?
No changes. It's still good.
Okay. Now, I have a question. How can we check? Is there a kit available so we can check ourselves?
No. You got to go buy the tester.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You just get that online somewhere.
I couldn't find it. I got it through NHRA.
One suggestion I would have is whatever politicians who are interested.
What's that?
You know, whoever is interested with some of the politicians, if they can, what you need to do is take them down to.
Just bring it down. I can test it.
No, what I'm saying is that we need to have the more you have the politicians actually look at the test, and then they can start questioning why we're getting ripped off. I think
they won't do it.
Oh yeah, it's not politically acceptable, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, they won't do it.
Okay, that's great. So I think another thing you should just got to push on the idea that if gasoline is green, right?
Yep,
gasoline is. Want to get all the fumes coming out, right?
Yeah, because see, everybody say the electric cars is green. It's not. The batteries are made from oil. And the oil is making electricity to charge it up. But ethanol is pure green.
Yeah, so how much pollution come out of ethanol?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? So that's what they got. We got a key on that, George.
Yep.
Okay, thanks so much, George. Have a good day now.
You too. Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. So if you haven't been to this nifty 50s and 60s oldies bash, boy, you're missing it. They're going to be one this year, October 14th, that's a Friday night, at the Pacific Beach Hotel's Grand Ballroom. From 5 to 12 midnight. If you're interested, give Wendell Kwan a call. His number is 239-5360. 239-5360. Or go to the website, niftyoldiesbash.net. Okay? Either one. It's a fantastic bash. The dinner is great. The food is out of this world. It's well worth the time and the price to go. All the songs are played on 45 records. So vinyls, the old-fashioned ones, and Tom Moffat will be there. You'll have over 750 guests. Unbelievable. You can also reserve a table. And if you come late, then you got to park a little bit away. Not that far away, but there's a, what do you call? I forgot the name of that hotel. But if you give Wendell Kwan a call and register, he'll tell you all the info on the parking. Okay? Wendell's number is 239-5360. Okay, who's on the line?
Well, first of all, I have to ask you this question because Lance called back and wanted to know, how many mothballs per gallon to use?
5 per gallon. Okay?
Okay, we have Mike from Pearl City.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
On a fuel injection, how do you check if there's a fuel going to a manifold? Because on a carburetor, you just move the throttle linkage and you can see the gas drop inside the carburetor.
Mm-hmm.
How you do that on a fuel injection?
Without taking it apart, you can't check it. Only other thing you can do is get a stethoscope or a long screwdriver and probe the injector, and you'll feel it or hear it pulsating.
So you cannot see the fuel shoot?
No, unless you take it out and put it on a simulator or a tester. But a lot of people are getting fuel injection problems. And it's because something is in the gas, and it's not the ethanol. Everybody's saying the ethanol. Ethanol does not make sludge and gook and gum and all that stuff. It burns clean. Now, something has been put into the gas so that it jams up the injectors, and instead of vaporizing the fuel, it squirts it in and causes you to lose gas mileage like crazy.
If you use a stethoscope, you can actually hear the fuel.
Yeah, you
running.
Can hear it. You can hear it, but you cannot see the how it's spraying into the port.
Where you gonna put the stethoscope? By the injector plugs or
where the wire connector goes in?
Oh.
Okay, but like I said, that we're getting a lot of cars coming in with bad injectors, a lot. It's really common today.
So on a fuel filter, how often do you have to change the fuel filter?
Every other year.
Every year?
Every other year.
Oh. Every other.
But now they're getting smart. The fuel filter is in the gas tank, so you can't change it.
Even the pump on the fuel injection. I mean,
the filter is inside the gas tank.
Right.
Smart, yeah? How the hell are you supposed to change a fuel filter when it's inside the gas tank?
Even the fuel pump, they put it in a gas tank too.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's not like the old car. It's
not there, like, too smart, yeah?
It's everything about money.
Yeah.
Okay, George, thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Gary from Ever Beach.
Hey, Gary.
Hi, George. Couple of things. First thing, since I changed my air filter from the regular air filter to a Can-Am brand and started going to Tashira gas stations, I went from a lower 20s to 33.34 the last time I checked.
Really?
It was a dramatic jump. I don't know if the air filter is all that, but maybe it is. I don't know. But maybe I think just the Tashira gasoline is that much better.
No, gasoline much worse.
No, but I mean, because I'm going to Tashira rather than going someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the other thing is, now you want to get this ethanol, sugar cane based ethanol going. Might I suggest you go someplace besides Hawaii, like places like the Haiti? They used to grow sugar cane all the time over there. That was their major export there.
Where?
Haiti.
The shipping is killing us.
Haiti.
The shipping is killing us because if I bring it in from Brazil now.
No. I'm suggesting that they start a refinery there for sugarcane, and maybe through your work, if Hawaii isn't going to go for it, maybe places like Haiti would be more than willing to jump at something like that.
Oh yeah, even China was willing to jump at it, and Canada. But I want to do Hawaii first.
Well, I'm just suggesting that because of the high unemployment and, you know, the fact that I think...
Yeah, I was approached by China already.
You were approached by China?
Yeah, to do it in China.
Interesting.
Back in 2008, but I would rather start it in Hawaii. Because what kind of Hawaiian I would be to start it in China and not Hawaii?
Well, I'm thinking the processing part of it now. What would China have to do with processing and growing sugar cane?
Yeah, but the ethanol that we bring in now is already being refined and done, and shipping is killing.
But aren't you talking about starting a refinery in Hawaii?
Yes, we want to start it on every island.
Okay. I'm suggesting you go to somebody, someplace more conducive to this business venture you're trying to start by going to places like Haiti or, you know, places where they or Cuba even, maybe. Places where
how do you get it back to Hawaii?
Well, I'm not necessarily saying it would have to come back to Hawaii. I'm just saying...
See, you understand, sir, you misunderstand me. We need ethanol in Hawaii.
I understand that, George, but if it just ain't going to happen, this is through the politicians.
We got to make it happen, my friend.
Well, I hope so, but...
Because if we run out of oil, Hawaii people will die.
But
90% of our food is brought in.
I'm just saying they're fighting you, seems like, to get this done, whereas places like Haiti or even, like I see, even Cuba... would be a suggestion.
See, China offered me a whole bunch of money to do it in China. They offered me to go and do it in China. I turned them down. So, why should I go Haiti? They're not going to pay me the money. China would pay me the money. I just as soon go to China. You see?
Yeah, but China doesn't grow sugarcane.
They do. They're the second biggest sugarcane grower in the world, my friend.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I had no idea.
Me too. I found out.
Does the climate set decent to where are they going?
I don't know.
Oh, that surprises me. I would have never thought that.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, well, appreciate it.
Okay.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car? Or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, after that last caller, you know, the state flower is the hibiscus, yeah, George?
Right.
And guess where the hibiscus is originally from?
China.
Yeah. They can grow hibiscus. I think they can grow sugarcane.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George, you mentioned you talked to Donna Kim, state representative. Did you talk to her about the injectors that she's going to investigate with the gas companies, why it's causing this and what they're going to do about it?
I did talk to her about that, and I warned her not to get into it because it's a dangerous issue.
Uh-huh. And another thing is, when you guys do safety check, what do you guys do? You guys do the whole thing, check the lights, the brakes?
We check everything, and if you have doubts about your car, right, don't come, because we're going to fail you.
All right. And then if there's a little scratch on the tail light or whatever, you know, that side, would that be a... No. Well, there's some places that say you got to change that.
Well, you got to watch when you do safety checks today, because a lot of places hustle.
Yeah, hustle.
Yeah, because one of my good friends just got ripped.
Right.
She was told that she has to change all four tires on her Volvo.
Right.
And she wanted cheaper tires because she's having a hard time.
Uh-huh.
They put on the most expensive tire.
Right.
And she walked out of there with a $900 bill.
Wow. You guys check the oil when you guys do safety check? No, right?
No.
Just the belts and the...
We just check all the safety equipment.
Yeah.
And we also go into other issues that the safety... DMV does not go into, but we go into because of liability.
Right. Yeah, if you issue that and something happens.
Yeah.
Big liability right there. Hey, George, I hope the ethanol is good for you and everybody else that you're doing right now.
We need it, man.
Yeah, aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, because the state won't allow us to make ethanol here, right?
Not yet.
Because of the...
The state does allow us. My other side on Kauai has the permits and everything. We don't have the funding. And all the politicians think that everybody has about $300 million stuck in their back pocket. That's what it's going to take.
Wow.
And the refinery, for everybody's information, is about the size of Chevron. Chevron's refinery out in Campbell. It's huge.
Now, there's about 200 ethanol plants in the United States, yeah?
Little bit, yeah, about there, a little more.
So now, they're using that to put it in to mix it with the gas?
No. They're all going Chapter 11.
And what is that?
They're going into bankruptcy. Because the oil companies do not patronize our refineries. They're trying to make them go bankrupt and then later on come back and scoop them up and buy them out.
Oh, okay, yeah, right.
Yeah, so they're buying from Brazil.
Right, so then they want to get their hands on the money too, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, George.
Thanks for calling. Okay, folks, we need ethanol. We really, really need it as a backup fuel in case one day we run out of oil. 90% of our food is brought in. If there is no oil, there is no food. Think about it. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and participating. It's making it a fun show, interesting show. And I'd like to remind you again, please drive carefully and take care of each other. And save Hawaii. Keep Hawaii beautiful. Drive carefully. See you all next week. Aloha.